Thank you, Trudy. Thank you, everyone. I'd like to thank David Bellrose publicly because I'm just enjoying his times in our pulpit. And when he was sharing his thoughts on God in April, it just really moved me. It prompted me to articulate my reflections on God, although I don't usually use that word. Before I go any further, is this clear enough for everyone?
Yes, it's very nice.
Thank you. Since I started at LUF 30 years ago, I had to substitute the word God for whatever descriptor moved me at the moment. And sometimes it was mystery, wonder, creator, ground of being, chi, love, possibility, life force, universal source of all. So I invite all of you through this talk to do so as well. We're going to be imagining today because we aren't actually in the locations I'm speaking of. So I'm going to ask you, if you'd like, to close your eyes and you'll be able to see more clearly our imaginations. When we live our lives experiencing or imagining a sand beach, we tend to regard it as a whole entity. We see an invitation. Our feet imagine the feelings of warm sandy granules or cool water. Emotions stir. We tend not to see the beach as the innumerable grains of sand, each with their own storied journey to becoming the tiny sand particle. But instead, we see it as a whole unit. To me, that is God. All the individual living and no longer living things coming together make God. Some may name it nature, but regardless of its label, it is the ever-creating source, changing from minute to minute, day to day, year to year, and so on throughout all of eternity. When we live our lives experiencing or imagining the sky, we tend to regard it as a whole entity. Its vastness, infinite wonder, and beauty fill us up with possibilities and spacious optimism. Imagine the glorious colors of morning sky, afternoon sky, the evening sky, nighttime sky, weather and precipitations of the changing seasons of sky. They fill us with the power of mystery. We don't see sky as the millions of chemical elements and particles floating, merging, changing, moving, creating our fuel for our lives. But instead, we behold a serene, open, an embracing whole sky that exists far beyond our perceptions. To me, that is God. All the individual, unseen, active particles reflected and purified in our sunlight, in orbits and beyond, together make God. When we live our lives experiencing or imagining the forest, we tend to regard it as a whole entity. Its variety in height, breadth, colors, density, shapes, and movement become one unit. The plants and the parasites that cohabitate within the ecosystem are ever-changing, filling the air with their energies. Our lungs fill with oxygen, opening us to greatness. Some see the forest with its large numbers of plants, wildlife, fungi, rocks, and earthen bacteria, etc., as separately existing in their living states of composing and dying states decomposing, recharging the next generations of life forms. Yet, others might view that forest as a passive, calming, ever-present unit of moment-to-moment growth. A sturdy, stalwart, source of strength, forest. To me, that is God. All the individual, active entities, nurturing one another, working together, make God. When we live our lives experiencing or imagining fire, we tend to regard it as a whole entity. The heat and light of fire in controlled containment protects life, countering other deadly elements. Yet, its intensity and expanse could unexpectedly envelop and consume life, causing harm and destruction as we know it, to life as we know it. Should that happen, a new clean slate emerges, allowing for a resurgence of other possible new life. We don't see fire as the countless number of tiny flames, but instead as one body of colors and heat, providing joy, relief, or pain. To me, that is God. All the dancing flame energies together make God. When we live our lives experiencing or imagining the ocean, we tend to regard it as a whole entity. We see waves rolling relentlessly through depths and widths that are barely comprehensible to our human minds. Waves lap or crash on the shoreline, proceeding, receding. Proceeding, receding. While comforted by its rhythm and predictability, simultaneously we feel the fury of its power to reshape rocky coastlines and sense the possibility it could take us away into the unknown. Its surging energy can spark fear in some beings, yet it is a familiar, comforting home to others. We don't see the ocean as separate droplets of water, as great and small sea life. But when viewing its surface, we see a mysterious facade hinting at the unknown power beneath. To me, that is God. All the vegetation, the rocks, creatures, and water together, moving as one, make God. When we live our lives experiencing or imagining human life, we must regard it as a whole entity. Humanity is comprised of individuals choosing to act in the interests of themselves or all. Day-to-day life is full of decisions. Actions that help to build our individual lives up through immediate and long-term safeties and securities, such as shelter, food, knowledge, finances, and relationships. By extending beyond self and family to contribute to the larger community, local, national, global, we are simultaneously assisting others while we are nurturing our own selves in our acts of giving and expressions of gratitude, love, care, and compassion. As individuals, we have always had a choice to show up in this world in every moment as our best versions of love, to become more aware, to respect the wisdom of the world, and to perform our separate parts, participating in the symphony of life, not expecting to fly solo on our own terms, but rather move as a flock, cradled in love, in harmony with the whole entity. I choose to believe that our collective consciousness is aligning with all of nature because we are all a part of the biggest whole entity, creation, God, universal source of all, etc. We are all a part of the interconnected, interdependent web of life of all that is. We, Each one of us is comprised of particles of sand in our minerals, sky in our air, fire in our heat, forest in our microbiome, and water, ocean, I should say, in our water. We are a menagerie of all descendants of all living things that have ever come before us or that will come after us. We long to understand everything around us, how things work, the origins of where we come from, to read and understand the minds of others. We try to crack codes with future predictions and formulations, mathematical and scientific. But if we can still give ourselves space and time, we can stand back in awe of a single snowflake, a mountain, birth, transformations of life forms, architectural feats, the power of our thoughts and intention, the energy of the sun, experiencing the wonder and surrendering to that mystery. Moving together as a whole species, ebbing and flowing, rising and falling, expanding and contracting, breaking down and growing up, giving and taking, sitting still or reshaping in harmony with others. We appreciate how we affect one another and have the capability to work for the good of all rather than exclusively for the good of oneself. Together, we all, everyone and everything, make God. I see myself as a light that chooses to shine brightly or not. I have that choice, and perhaps it was not always a conscious one, but by becoming more aware of becoming more aware, I can turn it on and turn it up and become part of a flaming chalice of love by being my best part of God that I can be. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. A few years ago, the universe chose me to compose a song for the LUF children. And I've shared it a few times at LUF. Some of you that joined our choir last spring when I presented some of my compositions at the fellowship may remember this, and I'm hoping that you will all feel free to sing along, because the children helped bring the words and it resonates differently with me each time I sing it because of where I'm at in my evolution. And it's funny how it explains so much about so much to me. It's called I Am a Shining Star. I am a shining star. I am loving. See me sparkle, I am love. You are a shining star, you are loving. I see you sparkle, you are love. When we shine our light, we can make it bright. Let's shine love on each and every one. Together we illuminate the world of love. We are shining stars. So shine on. In this time of global pandemic, we are thrust into sudden rhythm changes in our constructed lives. We have time and the opportunity to reflect on and change our past ways and stop habits that no longer serve humanity, the world, the earth, life, God. Now is the time for each of us to connect as a whole entity, joining unity of thought, mind, and body. To be still, be aware. To listen to what we are being asked to do. Listen to that voice of God, your intuition. I'm sorry, I wrote this right when there were so many things happening a month and a half ago. It's just bringing up so much. So listening to the voice of God within, otherwise known as our intuition. Trust the voice of reason that's among us. Be love. We are being asked to act in ways that we are moved to act for the good of the whole entity and take responsibility in our own individual roles while we are still all together, God. So a song that we've sung together a few times is called Together, and I've just been spending weeks in my garden, and it's all about a garden and how each one of us is our own different fruit, vegetable, flower, weed, and we all need each other. All of us need all of us. So if you could join me in singing, it's too bad because I can't hear anyone else but myself. So this is Together. Our community is so much like a garden, where we feed our spirits and nurture each other's hearts. One by one we plant our separate seeds, dig down deep to root ourselves, stretch out to others with our love. Together we break love and make a difference in our world. Together we are colorful. Imagine all that we can grow to do and be. In this glorious garden we all make together. As we grow alongside one another together, in this colorful, fragrant garden, flowers, fruits, and veggies too, we appreciate our differences and gifts we have to share. Our bounty is delightfully sweet. Together we can thrive and make a difference in our world. Together we are colorful and bright. Imagine all that we can grow to do and be in this glorious garden we all make together. In this glorious garden we all make together.